Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Exodus 17:6 says, "Behold, I will stand before you there in a rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water shall come out of it. And the people will drink," and Moses did so, "in the sight of the elders of Israel." This bringing of water from a rock is no small deal in the desert. Not only that, I read that it could possibly have taken 11 million gallons a day to take care of the children of Israel in the desert. And that could very well be. That's a lot of water that God had to supply. This was a big deal that the children of Israel should always remember. We too should remember that God supplies our needs. Why would we worry or even wonder how or when it's going to happen? So often, we live as if God is not aware of our needs and pray as if our prayers are the first indication to God that we have a need. God knew about our needs before we ever came to Him, and He knows how He will take care of it before we even ask. Much of life is a setup, allowing us and others to see God and His love and provision for us. Yet for some reason, we see these as burdens rather than opportunities. That's right. We see God's work in our life often as burdens rather than opportunities. God has a plan that can't be foiled. Therefore, we would be better off rejoicing in hard times while we look for His provision than sulking because God is using us to make Himself evident to all. The circumstances in our life is not controlled by us, but God. Anything that comes our way can be used by God for His purposes. We need to look at it that way. When I sin, certainly that destroys any chance of me living the way I should and enjoying what God wants me to enjoy. But it doesn't stop God from displaying mercy and grace to me, His child. And I need to live in the context of that mercy, in the context of that grace. If I'm sick, God gets to display His sustaining power with me, whether I live or whether I die. If I get well, God gets to show how He can heal. And it's not the medicine, it's not the doctors, but it's God who does that. No matter what happens in life, I can be an instrument of God to show the world who He is. And I need to understand that that's a privileged responsibility of mine. Remember, God has a plan that can't be foiled. Therefore, we're better off rejoicing in the hard times and looking for His provision than sulking because the circumstances are hard to go through. If you look to God, He'll bring you through them. If you look to yourself, you'll be miserable. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch. Goodbye for now.